Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, noted immigration attorney Greta Smith talking about Donald Trump and his plans for deportation. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Marlene Lockhart, Trey Abney, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program the noted immigration attorney, Greta Smith. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
So we haven't had a chance to talk since the election. And Donald Trump's statements about immigrants and his choice for attorney general are causing great concern in the immigrant community across the United States. What's your sense of what the feeling is right now?
It's really mixed. I think on one hand, he is retracting a lot of the things he said during the campaign. On the other hand, there is indeed a lot of worry about the choice of his staff. The people that he's apparently selecting appear to be anti-immigration. And so, yes, I hear a lot of people expressing their concerns about that. There is no way at this point to really know what he's going to do. And even the people that he's selecting, I just have a hard time seeing how they're going to implement all these anti-immigration policies. It's unrealistic, I think.
All right. So let's talk about the realities of the law as it stands. Right now, President Obama has signing directives in place. Those are going to stay in effect at least until January, mid-January, third week in January, when Donald Trump will become president, correct?
Correct.
So nothing will change there.
Not until January 2020, but after that, he can very easily overturn the executive action, the DACA action, for example, for young people. That can happen, but it is difficult to see why he would do such a thing, because first of all, these people are very sympathetic, a very sympathetic group of people. No one really is eligible for DACA unless they have a very clean record. They are mostly students.
Okay, explain just briefly for the audience that may not know, what is DACA?
DACA, it's deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's what it stands for. And this is an act that was implemented under the Obama administration. And it applies to children, young people that arrive before their 12th birthday, and they also had to be under 31 years of age when the act was implemented. This was implemented in 2012. And so then there's some other requirements. Basically, they have to have a high school diploma or a GED, and they cannot have more than three misdemeanors, but let me not go into too much detail. But basically, the people that are under DACA, they are very serious people. They're young people. They have a lot of potential for, you know, for future success. Nobody that I know, nobody can be eligible for this program if they have like serious criminal offenses on their record and things like that. So we're talking about people that are important for our future. So I cannot see how President-elect would choose to eliminate a program like that. It would create a lot of resistance, and it would make him very unpopular.
It's also, you know, we have to look at the reality of how government works. So even if the president decided he was going to go ahead and make significant changes himself or through the attorney general, this is not a small craft that you turn. This is a battleship, and
yes,
these turn very slowly. And so he's already talked about the fact that President Obama has deported more aliens than any other president in the history of the United States.
True.
So we know that enforcement has already gone on, but aimed at the people who are criminals and that we wish to get rid of in this country, not so much after families, et cetera. Although people do get caught up in the trap, obviously.
Right.
So President Trump or President-elect Trump has already said the same thing, which is, he wants to go after the bad hombres, as he put it. So don't you think that it's going to take a much longer period of time than an instant period of time to make these kind of changes?
Absolutely. I think, you know, technically, yes, it's a matter of a signature for him. It's an executive action, not a law. However, there's already a lot of talk from city governments how much they're going to oppose this, liberal cities. Sanctuary cities,
right.
Yes. And so,
and what this means is lack of cooperation with the immigration service.
Resistance to law enforcement, to the federal, the ICE agents, for example. It would be, it would be very difficult if Trump does not get the cooperation of these state officials. It's going to take a long time for him to succeed in that.
And so I guess what I'm basically trying to get to here is that there are people listening to this radio station who may be in this circumstance. They may have friends or family who are in this circumstance. Isn't the word to them, do not panic? Because there's a lot of panic in
yes,
the immigrant
absolutely.
Community right now.
Absolutely. Panic is the worst thing. If everyone starts to panic, it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The country will fall apart. I think everyone needs to be realistic, stay calm, and get advice, get educated. And I'm already talking to people here in the community to create some forum to make that happen, to talk to people and to give them good advice and make sure that they know where they stand. And every situation is different. Every case is different. So sometimes people have avenues of relief available to them without even knowing it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Greta Smith when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with the noted immigration attorney, Greta Smith. It's interesting, in the last segment you were talking about people shouldn't panic. I've had word from a group of construction workers that walked off the job in Sparks recently on a housing project because they were all concerned that they were going to be raided and taken away. That's just not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. That's just unthinkable. I understand why people are worried, but it's mostly because they don't know. There's a lot to immigration. It's complex, and that's why I I said, you know, they need to just get more information and know how this process works. And again, President-elect has vowed to only go after people with criminal history, serious criminal offenses. And so people that just do their job every day, provide for their families, they're not an enforcement priority. So it's... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, Luther Mack, the businessman who owned a lot of McDonald's in town, was raided at one of his properties. And that resulted in every fast food restaurant losing half their employees for the better part of a week because people were so concerned that there were going to be more raids. There never were more raids. I mean, this was a totally focused and targeted thing.
Yes, correct. And I mean, it's not impossible, but it is very rare for something like that to happen.
And you and I were present with Sheriff Chuck Allen the other day, the Washoe County Sheriff, and he had some interesting thoughts on his perspective. Do you want to share those?
Yeah, he was stating that, you know, even if they would be forced, which is not possible, because again, we're talking about the clash between federal powers and state powers, so state officials cannot be forced to enforce federal law. But anyway, even if they were choosing to cooperate, it would be infeasible because the prisons are completely full. So we're talking about rounding up illegal immigrants and putting them in detention centers. And
we don't have
them. And then they all have people that have been here for prolonged periods of time have a right to a hearing in front of the judge. The courts are already completely backed up. And so it is very hard to imagine that this would happen in reality.
I think the sheriff said the capacity of the jail is about 1,200.
Correct.
And that he's got over 1,100 people already in there.
Yes.
And he threw out his arms and said, so where am I going to put him?
Yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't realistic.
It isn't.
So what do you say to people to sum up here? You know, as we move forward here, just stay calm.
Yes, stay calm, but also, like I said, every case is different. So there's a lot about this DACA program that needs to be explored in every individual case. People that are already on DACA and look to renew their application, it's not a risk. However, if someone is going to apply for DACA that has been, you know, undocumented for a long time and now decides to go forward, now they're taking a risk because their information is going to be shared. And I would advise every individual based on their particular circumstances. So I highly recommend everyone to seek, you know, good legal advice or look for free legal services.
Okay. And I was going to ask you about that. You know, there are a lot of very, very good attorneys and very honest attorneys. There are also some that just take the money.
Absolutely.
What's your advice to people when they're seeking out an immigration attorney? What should they be looking for?
I would go for immigration specifically. I would go on the AILA website. There's a lot of resources on there.
What's AILA?
It's the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. There are a lot of resources, also free legal advice that's available to people. Don't ever go to notario. Stay away from notarios. Those are people that are not authorized to practice law. They mess up a lot of people's lives. There is some really good organizations here in town. I cannot even think off the top of my head of them right now, but there's a lot of...
Can people call your office for references?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best number to reach you at?
It is 775-549-4333.
Okay, so 549-4333, and Greta Smith is there to help.
Absolutely.
And refer if necessary. Thank you so much for being here. Obviously, we're going to follow this story in detail. So we'll have you back in a couple of months and see where we are.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber, Sean Carey, political commentator, and Marlene Lockhart, partner with the Lockhart Group. Where we left off on our previous program, we were talking about Obamacare, and Senator Reid did say that the Republicans were throwing tantrums over Obamacare instead of fixing what needed to be fixed. But the new Secretary of Health and Human Services actually doesn't just say repeal, he has a plan.
And we'll all be watching. We hope that his plan will correct the deficiencies in Obamacare and hopefully provide reasonable health insurance coverage for Americans.
Well, what do you think? What shape do you think that's going to take, Trey?
Well, I don't know. I do want to applaud Marlene for blaming all of Obamacare's problems on a Republican Congress. That bill didn't get one Republican vote, so that was an impressive feat. But we know that your kids that until the age of 26 are going to be stay on the parents' health insurance. They're not going to repeal that. We know that pre-existing condition language, they're not going to repeal that. So it's just a matter of Obamacare has turned into a welfare program. The people that are paying into the system pay for health care of people that aren't. Now, that's fine if that's what we want to do, but that's not how it was sold. And so we need to figure out how to, again, keep those pieces that are politically untenable to roll back anyway. And nobody wants to roll those back. But figure out how we make those. I mean, these premiums are increasing 20-30% a year. I hear from my members all the time. The number one thing I hear from chamber members is healthcare costs, not taxes, not regulations, not who the president is, but healthcare costs.
Well, and I have to jump in here because this actually brings up a very, very interesting point that sort of disproves a point that Trey made just a few minutes ago, talking about how under every Republican president, people think the world's going to careen into the sun. The difference is that we currently have a president-elect who will say whatever comes into his mind. And so, yes, now he's walking back his previous statements about, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. And it just goes to show that the unpredictability that we have in the White House definitely leads us to a very new chapter in this country. And I think that is rather shocking. I think that Obamacare will end up surviving, like Trey said, pretty much intact. However, like we were talking about with the carrier deal, Trump will take credit for it because that's what he wants to do.
It can't survive the way it is right now because both for individuals like myself and for businesses who are paying for their a portion of their employees' health care, this thing is going to collapse under its own weight and people are going to end up being fined when they do their tax returns because they can't afford the insurance.
Well, and that's correct. And let me go back and reiterate Marlene's point, which is if the Congress would have allowed any of the fixes to come through, we could be looking at a very, very different healthcare system in this country. Because, of course, the bill was completely imperfect when it started. So is Social Security, and that's been changed over the years, and it still is far from perfect. But at least the Congress has allowed it to happen, and you know it's unprecedented. The thing that's really truly shocking about the whole entire situation is that with Congress and the Senate allowing the president to get none of his agenda through, we still have an economy that is. It's still slugging along, but it's a lot better than when Barack Obama took office.
Well, it would be difficult for it not to be, you know, because we were coming off of two world wars. We were coming off of two massive wars. I mean, you know, a lot of the debt and a lot of what Obama inherited had come through, you know, the Bush administration after 9/11. I mean, 9/11 changed everything. And let's be fair, you know, when you look at any presidency, it's not only the things that occur within the 4 or 8 years of a president's term, but it can be also things that previous presidents have put in place that take time to have the effect.
That's completely fair. I agree. I mean, presidents get a lot of credit and a lot of blame for stuff that they have nothing to do with. Both parties.
Yes, and that is one of the things that I think that Donald Trump has correctly identified, that the successes of the Obama administration, he's going to be running around telling everybody how great he is and that he did it and he's making America great again, as opposed to the grown-up that preceded him.
Okay, so what do you think about the relationship that is already developing between Donald Trump and Barack Obama?
I applaud that. I think that is a very positive thing. And I really think it, again, elevates President Obama, because we know Trump campaigned against everything Obama proposed, accomplished, etc. And it really takes a statesman, after all of that, to sit down with him and talk with him and try to help him, an incoming, because the country's at stake. And that is what is developing, and that speaks well of both men.
And I think that really the only president that was kind of on the outs with the other presidents for a long time, not now, but in the past, was Jimmy Carter.
Yes, very true.
Very true. I've been very impressed with President Obama. I think he's been very classy and an adult in this whole thing. And Obama said the same thing about George W. Bush before him. There's a story about George W. talking to the Obama daughters when they were coming in for Inauguration Day. You know, there were stories when Clinton left of all the W's being taken off the keyboard, President Bush did not want that to happen, transferring to Obama. And Obama seems to be keeping that class level. I've been very impressed with the transition so far.
Well, the one thing that I'm very excited about is that for at least the next 4 years, our Nevada Newsmakers programs are going to be very exciting, because there is going to be a lot of different opinions, and it's going to be fascinating to watch. Thank you all very much for being here, and please come back soon.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
As always, you can watch and listen to Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.